Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert Padnick. With me as always is Dan Klein. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Robert. Thank you so much for booking me as your special guest host today.
I think we said on the last episode that we were going to go straight into a new chunk, and I know people don't really care about... Well, some people do.
The historians do.
The historians do.
Right.
This isn't actually part two of the chunk.
Oh, right.
We decided
it's a brand new chunk.
It doesn't matter. It's going to, like, for any lay listener, it's going to sound exactly the same. But if you're really nerdy about it, we did take a week break.
Yes, right. This was actually a week, even in the chunk.
And we're going to try to do a chunk today.
Yes.
And we'll see.
We'll see what our energy levels are.
But right now, we just imagine us fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's morning.
Beautiful post-tropical storm.
Post-tropical, post-Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Looks beautiful.
Look, pre and post-storms are great. Great times. I've had some of the best times of my life.
Actually?
Live.
Your wedding.
Yeah, a wedding was a tornado.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you know, it sucks up all the weather, basically. So afterwards, you're usually left with, like, pleasant. You know, it's just like... weirdly
empty.
Tornado
sucks up weather. I love that.
Yeah, like I was in a hurricane in South Carolina once, and it was like crazy the day of the hurricane, but then afterwards you're like, it's beautiful out.
Right.
There's nary a cloud in the sky. And so the calm before Hillary was great. I was at a playground with both my children, and I was like, why don't I go to the playground more often? And then I remember that it's like 100 degrees out every day.
You sound like a villain in a Marvel movie who's like,
The weather.
It's like, we need destruction. Like, after the destruction is like is the cleansing.
Yes.
It's like, there's great beauty.
The Watchman.
But who watches Dan?
Dan. Who watches Dan? I'm like, I got it.
Who watches Tornado Man?
I'm going to send in the weather
to clean.
Cleanse the environment. I'm such an environmentalist that I become a villain.
Right.
That's cool.
Eco man.
Put it in the
idea squad.
Actually, we have a couple things to talk about.
Okay.
The first thing, I was thinking we could welcome some people because that eco man goes into one of the people we're welcoming to the God Squad.
Eco man goes into.
Think about it.
Eco man goes into one. I don't know what... Was that English, what you said?
Eco Man goes into
one of the members we're welcoming to the God Squad.
Yes.
Okay.
To me, it is, but maybe not to anyone else.
Go on.
Well, someone adjusted their pledge from $5 to the Lamech number 777, and that person's name is Mr. E.
Mr. Enigma.
Exactly.
But what is that...
He's sort of related to a superhero.
Oh, he's a villain.
He is a villain.
Mr. E.
Enigma.
Enigma. Edward Nigma is the Riddler who is a super villain.
Exactly.
Like Eco-Man.
Eco-Man. And Mr. E, who also could be Eco-Man, Mr. E.
Easy.
Easy Eco-Man.
Eco-Man. E-Man. Eco-Man.
Co. I was like, I was thinking of when they did that with Conan O'Brien, Team Coco. But I was thinking if my middle name was Coco Man.
Okay.
And
your first name was Edward?
Yeah. E.co-man.
Edward Coco Man.
But you take out one of the co's for his
Eco Man.
Wait a minute. Edward Coco Man.
Edward Coco Man is the Eco Man.
Is the Eco Man. And then it's like, what? Okay, great. What is the situation that we're in? I guess they're trying to figure out who Eco Man is.
And it's like, who cares? So you're like, get him.
Yeah, obviously it's him. Get him. Who gives a crap? That's how he came up with his name?
I'd like to deposit these gold bars. My name is Edward Coco Man.
Coco Man.
I'd just like to plant this device on your on your nuclear plant.
It's so bad.
All right away, Mr. Coco Man. Hey, have you been hearing about this Eco Man? Well, yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Eco Man.
eco, man.
It's probably nothing. I mean, it should be nothing. The fact that it is something is worse than it being nothing.
It's funny your name is Edward Coco Man. It's, you know, you look just like the Eco Man.
Except that if I imagine you with like a little mask on.
Yeah, and you're plain faced.
And it doesn't even cover up your eyes, like the little eye masks that they wear.
No, it's like the eye skin surrounding your eyes is so identifiable.
Right. Your cheekbone, the top of your cheekbone.
Well, it covers
and your brow.
Does it cover your eyebrows?
The brows, I guess, but
those
still
can
like
be add a lot of character to a face.
But no one has ever said about Batman, like, oh, I noticed he has blue or brown eyes.
No, one of the main cop descriptors when you report a crime.
Yeah.
And what color eyes did he have?
Yeah, like that would be a huge
filter of people.
Right. And then people are obsessed with figuring out who the Batman is.
Yeah.
Which I guess it makes sense because that would, once they got rid of him, then you'd be able to perform more crimes.
Yeah, it's making me think like superheroes, you know, like the way, like, it's kind of like a buy. We've just kind of assumed like that, you know, that counts as a costume. Okay, we don't know who you are or whatever.
Right.
But like, actually, if you were a superhero, you'd probably have to wear something a little heavier.
Yeah, maybe even some contact. Because I'm thinking I have green eyes. And that's
a real tell.
Exactly. That could be kind of a problem for me as a super. I would have to like put in like purple contacts
every time.
Well, some
people like Spider-Man are really concealed.
Spider-Man's, that's a good one. I really like what they've done with his eyes. They're just kind of white.
Yeah.
It's quite charming too, because he could also express his eyes.
No, it's really cute. It's like a cartoon character.
I mean, it does. There is literally for preschoolers. There is a Spider-Man show called Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Oh yeah,
and they're all big-headed, cute versions.
I love that.
You know, it works. As someone with a baby right now, big heads work.
Big eyes, big heads,
big heads, and big proportions, like tiny arms and legs.
Oh, just contrast.
Contrast.
Right.
Big head. Same Smalls. Size body, kind of like a snowman, a two bald snowman.
Who are you describing now?
My daughter, I guess.
Oh.
Big head, round body, about the same size.
Right.
Short arms
little
and legs.
Little appendages.
Yeah.
Baby.
Baby.
We love babies.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
The world loves them.
It's
Can't
true.
Stop having them.
Even if you don't think you like them, what's the last cartoon you've seen that looked like that was a baby?
It's based on a baby,
it's
essentially.
Based on a baby.
All of it's based on a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You like little animals? Guess what? They're babies.
Right. You are liking what is baby about them.
I think Kelly was saying recently, our daughter's making sounds like a little baby dinosaur. Oh, wait. In Jurassic Park, when they made the little baby dinosaur, they were basing that on babies.
Right. 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 Like,
it's making little baby sounds.
Yes. I mean, I go through my whole life. I can't think of examples off the top of my head, but I feel like this thought process happens all the time where I'm like, that's like that movie.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh no, the movie is like real life.
Real life. Someone thought of it because they observed real life.
I'm like, everything is filtered like that TV show I saw. And they're like, well, yeah, sure. But the
TV show didn't invent that.
No, that's just life.
That's
again.
Life. Again, they came up with that. And the reason you like it is because of your life.
Because it's life.
And you're like, oh. I thought they invented
what
this
a trick.
Idea. Yeah, total trip. Can we welcome one more person into the God Squad?
Please. Wait, who was the first? Eco Man?
Eco Man.
Oh, no. It was the Lamech
Coco
number.
Man, yeah.
By
Mr. E.
Mr. E. Thank you.
And then a non-mysterious person, Carla. Thank you, Carla.
The opposite of Mr. E.
And she gave us the whole
year-long. A
real
honest name.
She gave it, yes, an honest, it's hardworking. Like, is Carla the name of, I'm thinking of Cheers.
I think there is a Rhea Perlman?
Yes. And is her character named Carla? No.
I don't know. I wasn't like a
big Cheers fan.
I'm kind of ignorant about like our industry before I was born.
I only watched Cheers because of I was ignorant of it and I was curious about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, people point to this a lot. I should probably
totally
just see what it's about. And I did really like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've seen an episode or two and I was like, this is good.
Yeah, it's hard to like really invest, especially because there's hundreds of episodes.
Oh my God.
It's so many. They're just like forced to write a play every week.
Even if it's good.
Even if it's good. And you're just like, we got to do another one. Like, and we can't leave the bar.
Oh, I was saying as a watcher of it. I was like, I can't do that. I mean, like,
even
I'm
if
like,
it's good. Too good and long. You know, it'd be good if it was short and bad.
Yeah.
A few episodes.
I've really had an evolution.
Yeah.
I've become closer to you.
Yes, you're becoming eco man.
Short and bad.
I've convinced you. Like in, did you ever see
A Cleansing Fire?
First, damn it, it's not First Priest. First Reformed?
The
Paul Schrader movie with Ethan Hawke as a priest?
No, I didn't see it.
I think it's awesome. I love it.
Uh huh.
And it is about, it's sort of about eco man.
Okay.
A little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this thing that kind of started as a joke, like you do have eco-man tendencies.
I guess so.
It's not random that you landed on, like E-Coco-Man. You are eco-man.
I guess I am eco-man.
Like you agree with the his like vision.
Yes. Yes, I do. We need the storms. You must weather the storm.
Bring the storm.
For then, we will unite.
Maybe Eco-Man. Yeah, how about this for a plot line?
Okay.
He, when you first meet him, you think he's a good guy, and he aligns mm-hmm. with Storm, the X-Men character.
Oh, cool.
And she, meanwhile, has had a recent rift with the X-Men because of some battle that went sideways.
Sure.
So when she meets this good mutant who's like Eco-Man,
mm-hmm.
she's like, I'll be your, like, fix doer, you know, I'll carry out your plot.
He's showing her something. He's like a meteorologist of some kind, or
he gets
an
her
activist
in a way that the other X-Men like didn't at
because
that time.
She believes in that stuff too.
Yeah,
but then he takes it
way too far
and he does something bad to her,
right?
Maybe even kills her. Because you can you do that in
you could do
comics?
Whatever.
You kill them, but then it's like, well, just in that series.
Or like turn them into a mind control.
That'd be good, because then she can come back.
So she can come back, you know, so she could fight the X-Men.
Yeah.
And then they can like
Super
reason
Storm
with her and like say what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like as good a story as anything.
Another aspect of me that is Eco-Man.
Yeah.
Is
Edward Coco Man?
Maybe we've talked about it on the show. Roller Coaster Tycoon. Do you ever play that game?
Yes.
It's like, you know, Sim City, but roller coasters, and you can make it rain and like turn the area where all the people are into like a big giant pool or like lake and drown all of them.
Oh,
and I would do that all the time.
Oh yeah,
just torture
your
them through
people.
Weather.
Through what? Yeah, so you
I
know
am.
How to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's there. I guess that would be part of the backstory of Eco-Coco Man.
Yeah, he puts all the people in a sort of an enclosure, and then he's like, Storm, make it fill it up with water.
Why?
Because
like, is that going to help? And I'm like, just do it.
Do it. You're under my mind control.
Right. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's an episode.
That's an episode of something.
Of something.
Well, let's get into it.
Or did you want to discuss?
Well, I think we should save banter for another banter.
Banter for banter.
We only have so much banter.
Yes. Let us banter at the end of that, in the following banter.
Yes. Stay tuned for more banter.
Let's read. Oh, one last thing. Well, two tiny banters. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get into them. But one, I thought it was very funny that someone on the Discord was really offended by your take on movie theaters trying to serve nicer food.
Uh-huh. What was my take?
I think the food should be a little more elevated.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they were like, no. So you got a disagreement in the Discord.
They thought it should be more like carnival food or what?
Yeah, keep it carnival. Keep it carny.
Well, I'm open to that.
Not a strong opinion.
No. I think like there's too much to like hosts of things like use it as a platform to be like, here's why you're wrong, idiot.
Yeah, well, remember we talked about that. That's a great way to bring people into a podcast
to start a fight, get into it.
Yeah,
but I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair too. Great, that's done. And then the other one is that someone brought up how I don't know if they were taught this or just like someone, whatever, it doesn't matter the origin. But the idea is that there is an interpretation where of the Bible that David is the bad guy in this situation.
Oh,
and it really started to freak me out because we've talked about this multiple times of...
Well, yeah, he's like been starting like a revolution.
Exactly. That's, you know, and it's like, it's just, it's crazy how I feel like we take it for granted that David is, quote, obviously the good guy.
Right.
Because you're like, hey, he's a little guy, he's sling, and that's just how it's kind of taught.
Right.
And understood in our society.
Right.
Even though we don't know the intentions...
We don't know anything.
...of the writers at all.
Right.
Like, it could have been...
It's kind of freaky.
It's freaky that it's like...
Just because I, like, it's like the... How much storytelling works.
Yeah. And it just is so apparent to me as a person in 2023 who's known the story of David since childhood, that he's the good guy.
Right.
And really...
And you can't point to a damn thing he's done.
No.
Necessarily good or bad.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
It is.
Yeah, and it's like, how do we know that, like, he wins at the end. So it's like, he's like, hey, guys, go back to the Bible and rewrite it so I look good. But it's right. Like, who's the other guy who's been mad at him this whole time?
Saul.
It's like, he could have been good. And he's like, yeah, there's this guy who's this like plotting
tiny little
to
handsome guy.
Take over. He might have like, I haven't even heard David's platform.
No. And it's like, God's on his side. He's like a good looking young dude. Everybody likes him. God likes him too. It sucks. It's not fair.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know.
I love that.
Yeah. Freaky.
Is Saul alive?
Right now?
Where are we?
Well, remember, David was hiding in the Philistine with the Philistines, which is another thing that points to him potentially being a bad guy, is that he would go to their enemies and hide there.
He did?
He went to like Philistine land.
No, he was like in Ziph.
But that's there. He was not in Israel's territory.
Right. But I don't think it's Philistines, because I think Goliath was a Philistine.
But then the Philistines were like, we'll help you find him.
But they wanted to find David.
To kill him, too.
No, I don't think the Philistines did. I think it was the Ziph people.
Oh, Ziphers.
Ziphers.
Yes.
Those damn Ziphers.
Ziphers. And then, I don't know, something happened, but...
Yeah. Okay.
So here we are.
Yeah, so here we are. We're almost done with this book.
Yeah.
This is the last of... There's three episodes left, and this is the third of them.
The first of three.
The anti-penultimate episode.
Is that really the anti-penultimate?
Yeah.
Is the next to next to last?
Yeah.
That's really funny. It's a very confusing
way of saying it,
but yeah.
So welcome.
Welcome.
We're in book, whatever, Samuel 1. We're in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Let me go in order. We're in the Bible.
Start. Yeah. Just say, clear the air.
At your bookshelf. Pick the Bible.
Right. Open that one up.
Open to 1 Samuel, chapter 25. Oh, wow. And this subsection is called Samuel Dies.
I mean, Samuel hasn't really been involved.
He hasn't been involved. And isn't there a whole other book of Samuel after this?
I think so.
He's going to die before the first book is over?
Very strange. And he really has not
done a thing.
A dang thing. But maybe he'll say something. Hey, you know, characters in the Bible tend to have some good moments right before they die. Maybe they'll tell people like it is.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Yeah, a little roast.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it. Chapter 25. And Samuel died.
Nice.
Okay, so that... No speech.
Very... Oh, wow. Yeah. Didn't really have time.
No.
That is the coldest...
End for a book leader.
He dead.
And he's dead.
He's dead. Anyway.
Anyway, back to Saul and David, obviously.
Yeah, what Samuel is about.
Is not Sam. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
And all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran.
That's really funny too. And yeah. They buried him. And then this is what David
anyway,
did.
Anyway, so the POV is the guy who went to the funeral.
What? Yeah, the camera pans like away from the funeral towards David.
Weird. Okay, that was it. So the next section is called David, Nabal, and Abigail.
Wow, Abigail.
Yeah.
Abigail to me is such like a sort of like Mormon or
just not Amish, in the Bible.
Yeah, like not biblical. I guess the Amish people like biblical or the Bible, but I think of like, blonde.
I think of like pioneers.
Pioneer. Feels very pioneer-like.
Yeah.
But I guess But I would think New Testament.
What about it?
That's where the name is invented. Jesus invents the name Abigail in my mind.
Because he's a pioneer.
He's a pioneer himself. No, yeah. he's on the Oregon Trail.
Right. All right. That's crazy, by the way. That was just so low down about Samuel.
Yes. Ice cold. And I can't believe one verse was a whole section.
Crazy. I wonder if he'll ever be mentioned again. In the book of Samuel
people
or Samuel
him, at
2.
Least. Samuel 2, maybe. He either comes back.
He's got to come back.
Or like it's his son.
Oh God. I hope it's not one of those books that's like the same thing again.
That would be the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
Is that it's the same thing but told slightly differently.
Slightly different. Longer.
Should we bet on this? I would almost bet money that it has to be that.
Well, the problem is, I'm happy to bet you.
Okay.
But I feel the same.
Oh, okay. So we'd have to bet. Maybe we could bet Adam and his stimulus check.
Let's bet. Yes, I forgot about that. Adam, you're on.
We'll take that bet, Adam.
You thought you were done with us? Uh-huh. I don't even know if you listen to the show anymore.
I think Adam and I talked recently.
Oh, good.
But I don't know if he's listening. But well, Adam, we'll take that bet, buddy.
We got it. So you're Adam. You think that Sam 2 is a whole new story, even though Sam is dead.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy, I'll take that bet.
And you're going to put your whole $1,400 stimulus check from...
You still have that thing?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Should have spent it.
Good luck, Adam. And thank you for buying us this leather-bound Bible, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we've been using it...
for years.
For years now. Okay, here we go. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel.
Great means wealthy. My version says wealthy, which is very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Just that they're already conflating wealth with
and greatness.
Greatness. Yeah.
Good. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. Mm. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name.
David really is like getting into Adventure of the Week territory.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where this is going, but at least it's like a story.
Right. And you're like, oh, David's caught in another situation.
Yeah. Maybe more than anyone has had adventures.
Episodes.
Yeah. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not. Neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel.
I feel like this is maybe going to be like a Robin Hood type story.
Okay.
He's like sending some guys to trick this bad rich man.
That he needs shepherds. Or
right. So then maybe they're going to steal some wool.
Yeah. I believe it.
Let's see.
To like clothe the army.
Yeah. Make little foreskin holders for everybody
for battle
to make it easier to collect, so you don't have to hold it in your hand
like all the foreskins in your hand while you're fighting. Imagine picking them one at a time. Instead, have a little basket.
Yes,
put them in
a wool basket.
You don't have to hold them in your hands, and they're falling out of your hands.
It's definitely where this story is going.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
Yeah, you're on, Adam.
Ask thy young men, and they will shew thee. Wherefore, let the young men find fair favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal, who we know is an evil guy. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
According to all those words in the name of David, and seized. And Nabal, that's funny. They spoke all the words and they stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you. No, I assumed so.
We can't improvise.
And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David?
That's really funny.
Who are you talking about?
Who? That's good to know. I wonder if he's being truthful or not, but it's good to know that maybe the legend of David has not really gotten around yet.
Yeah, right. It's like, obvious. What are you talking about?
You're acting like I should know this guy?
I care. And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master.
Uh-oh.
Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shearers and give it unto men who I know not whence they be? Fair enough. So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings.
No improvisation. They told him the story and they stopped.
And we are stopping.
We're
now
completely silent forever. Potentially.
Until you tell us we've started again.
Mm-hmm.
We cease.
It's all we can do.
And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they... David is bad.
All right, let's fight
like,
him.
I mean, now that you've told me, like, he's this might, he might not be the good guy, they're like, can you believe this evil rich guy?
Mm.
When I asked him,
yeah,
when I sent my cronies to say, hey, can you just give us what you have? He said, I don't know who you're talking about.
Right.
All right, well, we got to kill you now.
Yeah, and I'm justified in that.
Because you weren't nice.
Whew. Spooky.
I'm a little worried for Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even know that David does have like multiple wives, I think.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here we go.
The good guy.
Let's load up, boys.
Oh.
Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff.
Holy crap. So he's taking a whole army, essentially, to like whoop this guy?
Isn't this like the second time they've used the word stuff?
Yes.
Remember,
like, yeah.
Go hang out by the stuff.
Stuff. Oh, that was the best.
That was funny.
Yes, the guy. I forgot who it was, but yeah, was hanging out by some stuff.
So lazy.
Yeah. Oh, the stuff over there.
Some stuff. Can you imagine if like you wrote scripts like that the network had to read and it's like, they're in this room, there's some stuff. Anyway.
Maybe at a certain, you should see,
I respect
like,
it.
Yeah, like at a certain point in your career, could you get away with that?
Like you get, it's not my job.
Like, right. Like the set designer's going to take care of the stuff.
Here's where they are. You know, there's stuff. I don't
Sometimes it seems like there's certain shows where they must write that. Like, my dad watches like Blue Bloods and like that style of like procedural.
Right.
And sometimes it feels like the sets are just like boxes of stuff.
Right. Just like to suggest life is being lived.
Right. And that like
they're in reality.
There's texture, you know, like the wall isn't just gray.
Right. There's like some stuff. I don't know what to say, man.
There's some boxes of stuff. You know how places have that?
Right, like, boxes and lamps. I don't know. Stuff. Yeah. Stuff. Get some stuff.
In a real place.
Fill it.
With stuff.
Yeah.
Just so it's not one colored wall in the back. Because that's fake. But
that's
stuff?
That's insane.
That's real.
Stuff is real. Yeah, and most places aren't that organized.
Yeah, so
often
once
you're in a place that doesn't has stuff that doesn't belong there. You're not like, am I in an illusion? If I lost my mind.
I can't accept this as reality. Because
you got boxes.
Right. Most places have, yeah, stuff.
You're a doctor's office and you have, I don't know,
boxes.
Novels. I see novels.
Right.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah, there's definitely boxes of stuff at a doctor's office. Yeah, what the hell?
Or a doctor's office.
I'm gonna start
Everything
killing
has
people.
To be exactly what it is.
And anything that isn't should be in some outside storage unit.
Don't show me that.
Because that'll make me nuts. Yeah. But no, that doesn't happen.
Right. Okay. But I digress. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them.
That's funny.
That's funny too.
He hurled insults at them. He freaking railed on them. He chewed them out. He ripped them apart.
I can't believe railed on is in the Bible.
Bible thing. Freaking railed on them, dude.
That seems from like the 90s.
Yeah, totally. It's like you hear it at a skate park.
Yeah. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him.
I'm having a little trouble understanding who they're...
I get it.
What's he saying?
One of David's men is like, hey, Abigail, look, yeah, we yelled at... I think someone, I don't know who it is. Okay, it's either her person or their person. I think it's David's person is like, look... They're the good guys. Like, yeah, we yelled at
your dad or
at Nabal's men.
Okay,
but no one's been hurt so far. We're just creating a wall.
We're just creating like a wall.
We're simply
between
a
us.
Wall of men.
Okay, that's all. Oh, we're not going to do anything.
And your husband is already like evil.
He's an evil
like,
guy.
He's sentenced to death.
Mm.
What do you want to do?
Okay,
come with the good guys.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's nothing we could do at this point to stop. What
we
we're
are
going
simply
to do.
A wall of men.
Right.
And your husband is a follower of Belial.
So
what do you want to do?
That's all. Tossing that out there for you, Abs.
Yeah. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses.
That's acting quickly.
100 raisins. Hold on.
Huh? Yeah, just bundling up these raisins.
Let me just get 200 pieces of bread.
Where? How many are there to begin with?
Why do you have 200? For how many people were you feeding?
2, 3, 4.
I gotta go quick.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, that's 10. Now we'll put them in groups of 10.
Right, yeah, that'll make sure. Let me get like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sheep. Come on, come on, come on. Herd the sheep. Come on, all 5 of you.
Figs.
Like, that's not easy. Yeah. Figs, oh, I can't go without figs. I'm gonna be starving. Yeah, sweet, sweet figs. I'll take 200 cakes of figs.
And what a wash. Now we have thousands and thousands of items of food. How much wine should we have? 2 bottles.
Yeah, we'll be good on that.
That'll be okay.
And then let's load all of this onto donkeys.
Okay,
including
good.
The sheep?
If I don't know what's going to happen to the sheep. I think they're...
No, I just like the idea that the donkeys, like you're tying sheep onto donkeys too.
No, I like that too. That's there nice to think about.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. You're
got
tied
everything.
Up.
I'm going to tie myself to one of these sheep.
Sheep, yeah. Now. And the donkey and the donkeys will take care of the rest. Self-driving.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill. And behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now, David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he hath requited me evil for good.
He's like, I've been watching his stuff in the wilderness, and he didn't do anything except evil.
Oh, okay.
He's not even, yeah, like...
He's just a bad guy.
David's just talking. He's nonsense. Really railing on him.
He's totally railing on him.
Yeah.
So, and more also do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall.
What?
What? Pisseth?
That's silly.
That's crazy.
Pisseth. Doth thee pisseth? This just says, that was verse 22?
Yeah.
Mine just says, may God deal with David, be it ever so severely, if by morning I leave alive one male of all who belong to him. I guess a male is a person who pisseth on the wall.
That makes sense.
It does. Weird.
Those who pisseth against the wall.
That is like when you're like filling out your driver's license. It's like female.
Pisseth in a well?
Yes, or pisseth on a wall.
Yeah.
I'm a wall man.
Those are the words they had for that.
Pisseth.
For gender.
It's so interesting. They haven't done that before. A little colorful language about if you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Do they lay eggs on the moon?
In some ways, it feels like a little maybe more cool to just be like, hey, we just want to know how you're pissing.
Yeah, like that's determined.
Like we don't care about, like doesn't mean anything else. It's just truly how you pee-pee. Yeah.
That's how we determine your gender.
Right.
Pissing. Or your sex.
Yeah. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be. And let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my lord whom thou didst send.
Nabal means fool.
His name's fool?
That's crazy.
Seems why like it's really written by David.
Yes, right? Like, why would his parents do that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Dumb idiot.
Dumb, evil idiot. Now, therefore, my lord, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my lord be as Nabal. What's she saying? Go for it?
I think
so. Or don't go for it.
God lives as you live, since the Lord has kept you from bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hands. May your enemies and all who are intent on harming my lord be like Nabal.
Well, we'll see.
I guess like you're going to kill them?
Or not.
Maybe.
And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days.
My lord.
It really seems like she is protecting
Nabal?
Nabal, who she loves, and all of his people and
maybe
stuff
so.
By just sucking up to David.
Oh, okay. I like that. I to be honest, I lost it a little because she said my lord so much.
Yeah, I think she's like, I love you, David. Like, you don't need to kill anybody. Like,
so she's
I'm the
buttering
one who
him up.
Messed I'm so evil.
Like, okay.
You know, I think she's taking one for the
yeah,
team.
Yeah.
Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the Lord of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as a, out of the middle of a sling.
She is like...
Oh, she's even like stoking his ego with his past. Like, it's almost like a sling.
Sling, I know, isn't that a thing you do?
Do you like slings?
I love, and I think slings are so cool and sexy.
Yeah.
It
Did I
does
tell you
seem,
I killed a gigantic man?
Oh, that guy was so gross. Talk about a Nabal. I feel like she's on the spot trying to act like religious.
Yeah.
And so she's saying Lord
and
a lot.
Doing it up a lot.
Yeah, and that's how I would probably sound, trying to be like,
oh, Lord of thine Lord. And
right. The Lord saith the big, the sling in the sky, my Lord. He loves the slings like he loves you. What else are you carrying that I could talk about?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Lord, stalling, Lord. Stalling. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid.
Okay. My Lord.
My Lord.
Amen.
I kind of liked it. No, with that interpretation.
Mm-hmm. She's just
blabbling.
Freewheeling.
Yeah. Her,
going for it.
This next section is called Abigail Pacifies David.
Wow.
It worked.
Yeah.
And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hadst hasted and come to meet me. Sorry, I lost it there. Surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. I like, who was the guy who was like a psychopath?
Gideon?
Or was it? Whoever it was, I liked him better than Dave. Now that I'm like not on Team David.
Yeah.
I'm like seeing this like pompous, like full of himself, like, and also like using excuses to hide that he's a bad guy. He's like, it's cool. You almost, I would have hated to have killed someone today. And like, you're like, give me a break.
Yes. Yeah. And God sent you to me. Wow. How lucky are you?
It was like the guy who like colonized the Holy Land, who just went place to place killing everyone.
Oh, yes.
He was just like a killing machine. I felt like he, at the very least, was totally straightforward.
I'm mad I can't remember his name.
Remember?
No. Yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly who you're talking about. This I actually do remember. Oh, Joshua.
Was it Joshua?
Yeah.
I like him better than David.
I love Joshua.
Yeah, he just took care of business. He's insane. Yeah. He's traumatized by the 40 years in the desert. And he's there to kill everyone.
Yeah, David is a little bit more of a nuanced psychopath.
Yeah, he's like a politician.
He's modern.
He's like, yeah, he's a little more modern.
Yeah, that he's like, yeah, he thinks he's smart.
I just
maybe
play
he is
guitar. I grew up playing guitar. I'm like a normal guy.
Yeah, I'm cool. I was going to kill this guy with some unjustified.
There's like, they mentioned how hot he is.
Yeah.
I bet Joshua wasn't hot.
Didn't have to be.
But he's like a big, crazy ugly. Looking.
Yeah. Very ugly.
So David received of her hand that which she had brought him and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. And this last section is called Nabal Dies and David Marries Abigail.
Okay.
This is grim.
Yeah, again, you know, the interpretation of like, oh, he saved her and she got to get out of there could be a good thing.
Right.
But now it seems like it's a scary...
Yeah, I mean, the only evidence that he's evil is that his name is Fool and that they just say he is evil.
It's true. And it's like he's... Well, yeah, they did say... I'm confused because they said he was wealthy at first. And they're like, that's great. They're great. They use the word greatness.
Right, but they just meant rich.
Yes, but that's... Yeah, that's the idea that those things are the same word.
He's not that
But they're saying
great.
He's bad.
He's bad.
He's bad. He's a rich, bad guy. Okay.
He might have been great.
I know. We don't know.
In our sense, good.
Right. We don't know. I mean, it seems like Abigail was fine.
Seems like she was really trying to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence that Abigail was mistreated.
No, she did not say that. And she could have easily begged David to do something about it.
Yes, she could have been more forceful.
Mm-hmm. But if anything, it was the opposite.
It seemed like it. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. So one last party.
Oh, okay. He's wasted.
He's like, life is good.
Yeah, this is thanks. What, having a party for no reason? I love this.
I love it. I'm a fool.
Yeah.
Good old Nabal. Yeah. Everything works out.
Just like it has in the past, it will continue to do so.
You know what I say? Smart people are stupid. It's the stupid people who are smart.
We rule.
We rule. Fools. Let's hear it, fools.
It's a fool's world, baby.
But it came to pass in the morning when the wine was gone out of Nabal and his wife had told him these things that his heart died within him and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal that he died. Interesting.
Unrelated.
God killed him.
God got him.
I haven't heard of that in a while. Yeah.
Silencer.
10 days.
Yeah. Give him 10 days to relax after that fun party. I wonder what 10 days, that just seems like such an odd amount of time.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe the like God just wanted him to be able to like kind of get
it. Was
his...
like 10 days of feeling like bad. He said he was like,
oh, right.
He was like really sad for 10 days.
What did she tell him? All the stuff about David?
It's like, I'm going to marry David.
Oh, what? Oh.
I'm leaving.
Oh. He used to be a happy guy. Now he's not.
Yeah.
And then God's like, all right, enough of this. He's dead.
Weird. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. Yeah, I gotta say, if you're kind of like reconstruing the story, you gotta think David killed the guy.
Right.
You gotta
yes,
think
God.
He told
quote.
Abigail that he wasn't gonna do it.
Right.
And he's like, oh, isn't that great?
Mm.
He's dead anyway.
He just happened to die. It must have been God. God is on our side.
As after all, come with me, babe.
So scary. You know, yeah, he's basically like Trump.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's just how it happened. It wasn't anything that I said or incited.
It's like life just happened.
Life happened. She fell down the stairs.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives.
Just skip over
just
that part.
Extra, whatever.
Couple extra wives, you know, just for some insurance.
Weird. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife,
Oh, he's already married to...
But Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Falti, the son of Laish, which was of Galim. Well, whatever.
Little BTW at the end there. Oh, and also, just so you know,
there's another trade of some sort.
Yeah, but it is. I feel like I'm at this part in the new Zelda where it's like the game is so big. I'm just like, wait, I don't know what to make of all of this. Like, where am I supposed to be going?
Right, you're. I feel in that a good way about.
I would say no right now, but I still love the game, so I'll be okay.
Right,
but it was a little overwhelming. That I feel that way about the Bible right now. Like, there's so many ways to interpret what's going on.
Yeah, right.
That we haven't really, like, thought about in terms of, you know, because initially I would say, oh, she bowed down and said, I'm your servant. And so she's on board. But we don't know if she's saying that stuff just to, like, stay alive.
Totally.
At this point.
It like, would make total sense that she would have to do, say, all these things.
Like, she's just doing what she has to do.
To just live.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed up with an army.
Right.
It's obvious that, like... She had to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's a lot to take in.
You know, different perspectives. Different,
yeah, so many different perspectives, and there's no way to know.
Just tell me what
Please.
Happened.
Please. I thought they were telling me. Now I don't know.
No, you can't trust it. And in fact, if you could, I mean, and if anything, it just seems very unlikely. The version that they're telling me has some weird...
Yeah, something
like it doesn't
right.
accord with how I think people feel about things.
And the God killing him.
That was weird.
Is weird.
That was
like,
very
wait,
weird.
When did God show up? God's just
God
like a little
that?
Mercenary. He's an assassin.
God's been so demoted in the story that he's just like a little like blow dart guy.
Truly, like that, like you're sending him to kill someone, it means you kind of don't keep him in high regard.
I thought the whole point is like you have humans like carry out like your what you want.
Yeah, yeah, but God's getting like a message from David. Oh, I gotta kill this guy tonight. Jeez,
give me 10 days. I gotta walk over there
and like kind of
and like plan
and figure it out.
Study
and also
his,
accept
like, routes,
right? And find like a good dark spot to do it and get rid of the body.
Yeah,
after I'm done with it.
David,
and then I'm going to need some time.
It. It's done.
It's done.
I killed. Thanks, God. That was good.
As he's like canoodling with his many wives.
Yeah, oh, good.
Huh?
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, good. God. Yeah.
Keep it up.
You're still on the payroll. Hard times for God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do one. This was just one chapter.
It was. That was a doozy.
But the next one is short.
Speaking of a doozy, I learned where that phrase came from.
Where?
I forget if it's, I think it's a Duesenberg was a type of car.
Oh.
And it was like super expensive. It was a good car, but it was just so expensive. And there was only like a few of them. So I think it's like, be careful. That's a doozy.
Oh.
Like if you invest in that thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like, that's my Lambo.
Yeah. Be careful.
Or whatever.
It's a Lambo.
Don't touch. Like you say to the valet, be
it's
careful.
A doozy.
It's a doozy.
Yeah. There's.
I love that.
That museum I went to on my birthday, the Nethercutt Museum, they have a doozy there.
Is it nice?
It's a $44 million car.
Today?
Today.
If you bought it.
Yeah. I think at the time it was like $20,000 or something and there was only five of them. So be careful if you're going to put your money into that because
five of
it's
them
a doozy.
Total?
Yeah.
What?
Something like that. Yeah. Something
what?
Like that. That was also like a problem. It's like it's a great car, but they only like made a
them?
Few of them.
No.
No, I don't. I think that's
but
an exaggeration.
There were
a lot. There was not a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Five is insane.
Five is insane. But this one, the one that's at the museum is only one. They made one for like the World's Fair.
A special doozy.
They don't do World's Fairs anymore, huh?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Good to know. I was like, have they been replaced by like Comic-Con or something? But no, they still do
them? No, they do. Okay. We have a friend. I'm not supposed to. I don't want to say on the.
Who
I don't know why.
Are.
I don't care. But we have a mutual friend who goes to them.
Oh, goes?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like his thing.
Yeah, I would. I'm interested.
Plans trips around them.
That seems
I'd
like
be interested
lot.
Too.
But I would go.
Yeah. What are they doing there? Let's
showing,
do it. Let's
like
find out what the next
towers.
One is. That'd be a fun
like,
trip.
Yeah, totally.
Hmm.
I'm at the World's Fair. I feel like they're only in Chicago and like Queens.
Yeah, once.
Flushing. Yeah, once, right? And then they like leave a tower.
Yeah.
And then it's like sad now because it's 100 years later. And it's like, well, there was a World's Fair here, but.
Could you imagine? The promise
Edison.
Of the future. We
right.
don't have that anymore.
No.
I think they do.
They must.
They do. All right. Well, anyway, let's get into this last shorter chapter.
Yes.
It's called This is chapter 26, and this section is called Saul's Final Pursuit of David.
Oh.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. This is it. The end of the trilogy.
It's come to this. Yeah, that's the trailer moment.
Last time.
Last time, buddy. Let's do it. It all came down to this.
He sticks his tongue out and is like aiming his spear.
They charge towards each other. Ah! Yeah. Titles.
David and Saul. The last attempt. At killing him.
Okay, so here we go. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hachilah, which is before Jeshimon? Then Saul arose.
So this is just they're going back a little bit.
Oh yeah, didn't that happen?
That, yeah.
Or maybe this is the second time, maybe whatever. But yes, they've reported on him before. Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hachilah, which is before Jeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his host. And Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time.
Ugh, I've totally got lost because I didn't even realize we cut to David's perspective.
I think this is also retelling the story, but now they're not in a cave, but
right.
They're like,
okay.
His friend Abishai is like, let me kill him, he's asleep.
Let me kill Saul.
Saul.
Got it, okay.
And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not. Yeah, it's the same. Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, As the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed, but I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them.
Why did they take his water? To punish him a little?
I think, as I recall from last time, remember last time they stole a skirt?
Right.
I think it's like a little, like, we could have killed you, now get the heck out
yes.
of here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out of here, bub.
Yeah.
Okay. Beat it. Scram.
And I think he's probably going to have God assassinate him anyway. So he's like,
yeah,
no blood
God's
on my hands.
God's
going to
kill him. Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, that's so interesting.
It's very like Putin, you know? It's like I have like mercenary armies that carry out certain things that like Russia has sanctions against. But it's like, hey, I didn't do it. This mercenary army did.
I'm trying to help people.
Yeah.
I'm the good guy here.
Yeah.
But then, yes, behind the scenes, like everyone
dies
keeps dying.
Who
in mysterious
him.
Ways. Yeah. Poisons. Well, I didn't do it.
It's weird that God chose to poison this guy. Couldn't he have just obliterated him or done something godlike?
Yeah,
or
like sent God. Yeah, God
this guy's
should
got
have
like
more
a bullet hole in the back of his head. You're saying God
grisly death
snuck up on him?
God did someone else's bidding. It's like I don't know what to tell you. That was God. I guess
looks
had
like
something
he was
against
in a fight.
Him.
He fought back. He's right. Like, bruised and stuff.
No, I asked my personal coroner and he said God killed this guy and there was no
with magic God
with
stuff.
Magic God magic and there was no struggle.
Huh.
I guess we have to take your word because I think you're the good guy. Something feels off.
Well, this next and last section of this little doozer. Oh no, there's two more. Okay, this one's called David reproves Abner and pleads with Saul. Oh, right. Because in that previous story, he was like, please. Oh, he like Saul forgave him.
Right.
Oh, he's like, and don't kill me and my children.
Mm-hmm.
You can take over, but don't kill My bloodline.
David, Saul says that to David.
The last time
we
heard the story.
Begs for him not to.
His life, basically.
David's like, I won't.
I won't.
I personally won't.
I can't do it. Yeah. That's all I'll promise. Yeah. I, David, won't kill you.
Right. I have it in writing, and there's no other way to interpret that, is there?
Yeah. See you 10 days from now.
As he's turning
texting
the...
Texting God.
Do it.
Do it.
The time is now. Get it done.
Then David went over to the other side and stood on the hill, on the top of a hill afar off, a great space being between them, and David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, Who art thou that criest to the king? And David said to Abner, Art not thou a valiant man, and who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord.
Who's like you in Israel? I'm actually asking you, who is like you? I just want to know.
I think he's also saying, like, I think he's taunting him and is like...
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be a great guy.
You're supposed to protect the king, but someone came in last night to kill the king.
Mm. I was also being, I was so distracted by the names Ner and Abner.
It's really weird.
It's so funny. I'm Ner. This is my son, Abner.
Well, that's because that is what Ab means.
Is Ner's son. Son
so
of Ner.
So it's like, I'm Abner.
It's just funny. It just seems like it's a reverse logic. It's like, well, his name's Abner, so we have to make his dad's name Ner.
Yeah, it's like, let's take off a part.
Ner is just such
like
a crazy
Pokemon
name.
Or something.
Yes,
like the names
yeah.
keep getting smaller as you go back in history.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just little grunts, and you added things to them. But then there's names like Abigail, and you're like, so was maybe her mom was
Gail.
And I'm Abby Yale.
I'm Abigail. Abigail.
That actually would make a lot of sense. But we
but
haven't met
Abraham
a Gale.
Abraham wasn't the son of Ram. But maybe he was.
Really, he was?
I don't know. I'm just saying, who knows? I feel like we would know who his dad is. This is probably look upable.
Ram is cool as a name.
Ram.
Ram. A Dodge Ram.
You're Abraham.
Abraham. I'm Abraham.
Abraham.
Now. Yeah, is everyone just Ab something?
How many other Ab names are there?
I'm surprised that Abigail was the first thing I tried to come up with to disprove it, and I just...
Nailed it.
Yeah. Abimelech?
What is... When people are named Abby...
Abigail?
Is that always Abigail?
I think typically.
What else could it be? Abimelech, son of Melech.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Lamech.
Lamech. Melech.
Melech. That's nothing. E Coco Man. Son of Coco Man.
Abby
Coco Man.
Ab Coco Man.
You have to have read the entire Bible to understand just the name of this character.
Ab Coco Man. Son of Coco Man. Edward Coco Man.
It's Edward Coco Man's son. Ab Coco Man. Ab Coco
E-Man
Jr.
I'm reporting to my new job at the nuclear power plant. I'm right. Ab Coco Man. All right. Right this way,
sure.
Mr. Ab Coco Man.
Ah, was your father Coco Man? E Coco Man, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, here's all the codes.
Yes. E Coco Man.
Perfect. Perfect writing. Done. This is definitely like we're on strike. We haven't written in a long time.
That's right.
We're like lost as to like how you even develop an idea. Great.
Okay. David continues talking to Abner. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, Wherefore doth my lord thus pursue after his servant? For what have I done, and what evil is in mine hand? Now therefore, I pray thee, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord have stirred thee up against me, let him accept an offering. But if they be the children of men... cursed be they before the Lord, for they have driven me out this today from abiding in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods.
So is Saul trying to be like, is God on my side or your side kind
of thing?
I don't even
know who's talking.
I think it's Saul.
Really?
See, you heard David's voice. Oh, wait, but is it David?
David said something.
Oh, crap.
I know, it's confusing.
Right. Yes, it is my voice. And then he kept going.
Maybe.
Okay.
Now, therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord, for the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, as when one doth hunt a partridge in the mountains.
I'm just a little bug.
Oh, I remember he said he's a dead dog?
Dead flea, or a, oh, oh yes, or a flea or a dead dog. What am I, a flea or
now
a dead dog?
Now he's saying
it again. Yeah, he's obsessed with it. He loves fleas and dead dogs.
Okay, whatever. It's the same stuff. And so this last section is called Saul Acknowledges His Sin.
Hmm. Okay.
Right, we know this. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold, the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it.
I don't remember him getting the spear, but okay.
He just did a second ago.
Oh, he did?
In fact,
jeez.
I almost, like, again, revisionist history, it's like he stole the king's spear.
Right.
Then the next day was like, hey, stop fighting me.
Yeah.
And he's like, but from his point of view, he's like, oh, he has the drop on me. I don't even have a weapon anymore.
Yeah.
So of course I'm going to say like, haha, yeah, I was wrong.
It's also so like manipulative that he's like, I'm trying to quell this rebellion. But he's turning it on me as like, aren't you a good guy who wouldn't do that kind
yeah,
of, you know?
You're chasing
right.
fleas.
And it's like, maybe I have, Saul is thinking, maybe I have gone too far. Maybe I am.
Yeah, he's
I
like
have
gaslighting
sin.
Him.
Jeez, like what's going on? I should just stick to being king and not worry about.
Yeah, and he's turning on Abner. He's making Abner question himself because he couldn't protect the king. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, you did it.
Right.
And the Lord, David continues, Saul continues, the Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered thee into mine hand today, but I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. Sorry, that was Saul talking. No, that was whatever. Who cares? David continues, and behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David, thou shalt both do great things and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way and Saul returned to his place.
Yeah, it feels like he almost sort of tricked him.
So
David tricked Saul yeah, into thinking like, see, you're a good guy. You didn't do the bad thing.
Yeah, and he's like, right, right. That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thanks.
Good talk.
Yeah,
and David got away
kind
with
of,
one.
Episode.
It is interesting. It's like, whose side is God on here? And what does that mean?
For sure. I mean, agreed.
That's good Bible.
I guess.
I mean, I think that's...
But I don't think the Bible
is meaning to
wants
do that.
Us to do that.
Right.
That's there, good us.
It's good us. Right. The Bible, who knows, though, what the Bible's trying to do?
And it also just goes back to, like, I am reminded of people that take the Bible at face value and mm-hmm. every word is correct.
Right.
It's very dubious.
Right, because how do you say...
How do you know that even...
It might change, though, once... If one day we get to the New Testament.
Right.
And that it feels like those are the people that are more like...
This is
God.
What it is. Like, yeah, they don't really care about this stuff as much.
It is interesting.
But they do care about it because they talk about, like...
Right.
Gay stuff yeah. and like all
that's true.
They're pointing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, God says like don't lie with another man. It's like, well, God also isn't clear on whose side he's on.
We don't
on.
Even know. Yeah, I don't think like the sides have settled yet on like what. I don't think we've like landed on a definition of who's good here.
Yeah, and he also like literally murders people.
Yeah,
that's who you're listening to.
Yeah, he said don't kill anyone except me.
Right, except I get to kill guys every once in a while, like thoughtlessly.
Yeah.
Indiscriminately just shooting people.
So
interesting stuff.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
5 stars.
Definitely.
Food for thought. It's really, I hope it's got everybody in a tizzy of thoughts and considerations. And that deserves five stars. And if you don't like thinking that many thoughts, write it in the review, but don't give it less than 5 stars.
Don't do that. There's no reason. That's just cruel.
Exactly. And then if there's one thing we learned, there's no reason to be cruel.
Please give to the Patreons for Coop Pelts.
Mm-hmm.
And E.
Cooper.
E.
Coopy Peltz.
Ab Peltz.
Ab Cooper.
Ab Cooper. Son of Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cooper's baby.
Cooper.
There's a little baby growing in there in the dungeon.
Rearrange the letters of Cooper. You got
Coco Man. Oh, that's the beginning of it. Huh. The origin is that he's the son of Cooper.
Yeah. Ab Cooper.
You also have to understand who Cooper is to read the comic of Eco Man,
which is an X-Men crossover because he does deal with Storm.
Exactly. We have to. Storm has to be in it.
Okay, cool. Well, this was fun. See you next time.
I think so. Bye-bye.
Bye.